USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Critics of President Trump say he relented and let Democrats win when he chose to open the government without getting money locked in for his border wall. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney refuted that claim, saying the president simply saw an opportunity.
This gave the chance to the Democrats to prove whether or not they really do believe in border security and are willing to go against Nancy Pelosi, or whether or not they are so beholden to their leadership that they're never going to vote for a barrier on the southern border.
Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to protect federal workers by introducing legislation that blocks the possibility of future shutdowns.
I'm supporting legislation that will make sure we never have another shutdown again. That if the president and the Congress cannot come to agreement, the federal workers are still paid.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The 21-year-old man Louisiana police say murdered his parents and three other people is under arrest in Virginia. Richmond County Sheriff Stephen Smith says Dakota Terrio's grandmother called the police and said he was coming for her.
He drove up into the driveway at that time, had a pistol in his hand. He had it out of the window. Officers engaged him. He dropped the firearm and was arrested without incident from there.
A sweeping poll on how people view President Trump has been released. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the numbers.
The new Washington Post ABC News poll claims that President Trump's approval rating is currently the lowest of any president in the past 72 years after 2 years in office. It also says that 6 in 10 Americans say House Democrats should obtain and release President Trump's tax returns. However, 40% support Congress beginning impeachment proceedings against him. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Prince Philip, who is 97, has written to two women who were injured a few weeks ago when he had a car crash. He says it happened because he was blinded by the sun. The Queen's husband acknowledges their very distressing experience and says he wants them to know how very sorry he is. Philip was driving near the Queen's estate when his Land Rover hit the other car and flipped over. He says the accident left him very shaken, but greatly relieved the women were not seriously injured. Many are questioning whether the prince should be driving at his age. New England fans had a big send-off for the Patriots from the Gillette Stadium as the team heads to Atlanta for the big showdown with the Rams in the Super Bowl. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Tom Brady, obviously the star of the show.
At different times this year, it's been up and down. Coaches always talk to us about not riding, you know, the emotional roller coaster. We stayed focused. We played our best football at the end, and we're not quite at the end yet. We got one more to go.
Coach Bill Belichick also addressed the thousands at the rally in Foxborough.
This is the biggest send-off we've ever had, and we really appreciate everybody coming out. Appreciate your support all year, and we hope to see you in Atlanta.
The New England Patriots are on their way to potentially hoisting their sixth Lombardi Trophy. This will be their ninth Super Bowl appearance since the 2001 season. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.